Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think I've probably watched Lindy coach about as many games as I've actually played, more than the amount of games I played for the Sabres. So he was my favorite coach growing up. That was the teams that I watched and sat on the couch and watched with my dad, and to see what he was able to do with those teams was really cool. It was really special. I got to actually meet him for the first time this year, and I didn't even think about that. Lindy's a great coach, a really smart guy. I've always been a huge fan of his. That'd be pretty cool, though. Dream come true for me.
Alex Tuch yesterday, Sabres locker cleanout, asked about Lindy Ruff as a potential coach. Add a name to the list. How about Mike Sullivan, Penguins coach, who could be fired.
Mm-hmm.
Been there for a long time. Missed the playoffs two straight years. Did win two cups. Mike Sullivan, Chad DeDominis is just tweeting out a theory about that. There are connections to Pittsburgh. And, you know, the Sabres GM the other day sounded like he knows exactly what he wants, and maybe even to the point where he knows who he's going to get. We'll see. So if Mike Sullivan does get fired.
Yeah, there are connections there. Jason Carmanos comes from that organization, Ventura. So he would fit that profile to a T. He's won a cup. Right, he won a cup. He won multiple cups.
Two.
He's both of those the second run.
Yep.
Yeah. So that would be a credibility hire. You would put yourself back on the map league-wide if you made a hire like that. Like, okay, they're ready. They're ready to win here.
A little bit. I wonder how much, but sure. More than other ideas.
They also have hired a Stanley Cup winning Penguins coach before.
That's right.
So, there's
and
that.
And a Penguins GM.
So, I think I want to choose not to care about that, but...
And way back in the day, Penguins advisors, like guys like Ken Sawyer.
And
way back when.
Craig Patrick.
Yeah. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. 1 week till the draft. Some point today, I got to
feel like it's further off still.
It feels
like we've been doing this for like 8 months.
No, it feels like it's coming. It's coming. Belichick yesterday said that all the draft stuff starts to leak 24 hours before the draft, and everything else is from agents. It's like everything you've heard is fake.
It's from an agent.
It's from agents. 24 hours before the draft, that changes. 24 or 12, I forget which one he said. But here we are.
Man, he had a day, huh? That report from Seth Wickersham and Jeremy Fowler, and then he goes on the Pat McAfee show. He's going to be, I guess, a part of their live draft coverage a week from tonight. So this is him starting to get into the media space a little bit. He's the part of that story from Wickersham is that he's close to signing a deal with Peyton Manning's Omaha Productions. And I'm not going to lie, he wasn't that bad on Pat McAfee yesterday.
I expect him to be good.
Like, I think he's going to be better than we think. He even was like, you know, he wasn't his normal grumpy self. Like, he was out there smiling and whatever. Seemed like he was having a good time. So, well, maybe he'll actually be good at this.
The difference would be he would be choosing to go in front of microphones and,
do
that job, as opposed to when he was a head coach, when he has to go out there and he does not want to talk to these people.
Yeah.
So
I wonder, too, just what place his ego is in. It's kind of being reported his owner is out there, like, nuking opportunities for him
and
with both Atlanta and Washington. Yeah. Like, what the heck happened with him and Kraft that's happening?
Well, what's wrong with Kraft? Because then there's the whole documentary that's Kraft Dynasty Productions or whatever.
That it's kind of
trashes him.
Boston people have been calling it a hit piece against Belichick.
Yeah, and former players coming out to defend Belichick saying, like, I don't know who did this, but this is not what he's like.
Well, is Kraft bitter? Is Kraft bitter that Brady got away and won somewhere else?
Yes.
And he's holding that grudge against Belichick? That's probably all of it, I think. You let him retire somewhere else. We just talked about the Penguins with Crosby. Like, they should never let him play in another uniform. And maybe Kraft is mad at Belichick that you let Tom play in another uniform and win a Super Bowl in another uniform. And maybe he'll never forgive him for it.
Yeah, you told me he was cooked.
Right.
Turns out, speaking of the Patriots, you mentioned earlier they might not take a quarterback because they're not ready for the quarterback. They got rid of Tom Brady because they weren't ready for the quarterback.
Yeah.
The whole thing is, you know, they should try having quality receivers at some point in franchise history.
Another good piece
they have a couple times.
But another good part of that story is for, like, why Belichick doesn't have a job. He's 71. Every team would know you're only getting him for a limited amount of time. And a good part of the reason why he didn't get a job somewhere is teams are looking at him saying, okay, who's going to replace you? Are you going to groom someone to replace you? Because look at his track record with coaches. Teams were afraid of all the coaches that come with him. I don't want Matt Patricia and Josh McDaniels in my building and being the heir apparent to you. Like, I've got to start over in 2 years because I'm not going to want your guys. The guys you're going to want to replace you when you're too old, I'm not going to want any part of.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us if you'd like. We're 1 week from the draft, of course. Wide receiver train is still roaring full speed. And the Bills had a running back in for a workout. They've had the updated Bills top 30 visit.
Yeah.
It started with a lot of receivers.
And now it's starting to fill out.
Yeah. Cooper DeJean of Iowa, he's in for a 30 visit. He came in for one as well. Late first, early second rounder. Like, this would be a guy that, you know, you could peg for the Bills at 28.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bills' top 30 visits, it was four of the first five were receivers. Here's the full list as of right now. Pro Football Network has this. So I'll just go by position to see what we've learned.
Okay.
Trey Benson, we knew that, right?
Yep.
Troy Franklin, Devontae Walker, those are two receivers. Jordan Morgan, offensive tackle. Christian Boyd, defensive tackle. Marshawn Nealand, defensive end. Laiatu Latu, defensive end. We know about that. There was another defensive tackle, a Clemson defensive tackle. So they are very much, and I've got more still coming, you know, doing their due diligence, I suppose. Ryan Flournoy, Xavier Worthy, Keon Coleman.
Did you have MJ Devonshire? I've got him on here as a corner from Pitt.
Okay.
That's on this list.
Three defensive tackles. Hear the numbers of it. Sorry. One, two, three, four, five. Five receivers. Two running backs. One offensive lineman. Three defensive tackles. Two defensive ends. Two corners. Two defensive backs. That's what I've got so far. That's only 17. So more to come.
Yep. Receiver still the most.
Still the most.
Still the most.
Still the most.
All right. The running back is the only one that kind of scares me there. Right? Like, that is, okay, why are you even thinking about a running back? It's still the one guy. It's Benson. Because the other running back, if he's going to be a day three pick, whatever. They're going to add a running back.
Yeah.
They need to. They only have three on the roster. One's Darrington Evans, who probably isn't a guy that you would expect to make the team. So they're going to need a running back at some point in the draft. Just bringing the guy in that is day two is just like, come on. Why are you even thinking about a guy that would be going in that range? So I hope that that's just due diligence. Maybe they think he'd fall to the fourth, or there's a chance he would fall to the fourth, and that's where they would nab him. But otherwise, like I want to hold to confidence that they're the position they're still bringing the most in is receiver. Nothing else is that surprising. Defensive line, like we would expect them to be bringing in a bunch of defensive linemen because they have needs there. They don't have the volume of players that they're going to need. They have four guys they could trust to play on the edge right now, and that's about it.
What's the worst case scenario? I mean, absolute worst.
I think
I'll challenge you. Can you think of a worst one then? And again, I feel like the worst case scenario for picks 1 and 2, they tie together. I don't have a worst case first round pick unless you tell me what the second round pick is, and then it gets worse, right?
Right. Like, right.
Worst case scenario is defense, running back.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
that's the worst.
That is absolutely the worst. Yes.
Defense,
I could not imagine
running
being,
back.
Yeah.
And it seems ridiculous to consider it, but they have brought in a running back that could go late second round. Yeah. And I don't think they will do that, but I can't think of a worse scenario than defense, running back.
Well, that would be.
And it really comes down to the running back portion of it, I guess, because defense receiver is fine, or receiver defense is fine. Defensive edge and then receiver is generally fine, too. Like tackle. Defensive tackle receiver is fine. There's lots of things they can do. Any conversation that includes a running back with the second round pick is really a worst case scenario.
Yeah. 100%. Would you, if you knew they were taking a receiver in round one, would you be like, okay, fine, running back in round two? You want to do running back in round two? I mean, I still would hate it.
I would still hate it.
But I would at least have my receiver. They go defense, running back. What are they going to sit up there and say after? They're going to say, well, it didn't fall right on our board, right? We never got the receiver, didn't match up with where we graded him and where we were picking. It was not the best player on our board, so we're not going to force into it. And I'm going to lose my mind in the next year if they get up there and spin it that way. But is it impossible that they would do that? Is it impossible that they would pass on all receivers because the board just doesn't fall their way? Who had the other day 8 receivers going in round one? Someone had that, didn't they? 8 receivers going in round one. So what if 7 go before the Bills and they go, okay, well, we're doing defense because we're not picking a guy with a round 3 grade in round 1, so we're going to pass. And then they get to round 2, and it's the same circumstance because they put it off, and now more receivers have gone. Now there's 15 off the board, and they go, well, we want to pick offense, and we need to now we're going to have to run the ball more because we're not going to have the receivers, so we're going to pick a running back. And I'm going to be terrified going into next year because they're going to be running it more than they ever have before. It's not completely impossible. I don't think that they would do that. It's very unlikely.
I would think it's unlikely.
But is it impossible? They've drafted more day two running backs than any team in the league under Brandon Bean. Did you see the other day the breakdown of his picks and how they compare?
Yes.
To other GMs in football? Like,
every time this happens, though, it's treated as if the Diggs trade didn't happen.
That's true.
And it's hard to do when you say, like, they haven't spent a single pick. Like, well, I know they traded a first.
Yep.
Which is spending it. It's not getting the same.
But other teams
return.
Do that, too.
That's right.
Like, the Eagles trade for A.J. Brown, and that doesn't go on the list.
That's right.
So, I know not everybody does. The Dolphins. Amongst the 25 GMs that have more than one draft under their belts, this is where Bean ranks in percentage of draft capital spent out of 25. Running back, 9th. Tight end, 3rd. Offensive line, 18th. Defensive line, 12th. Thought that would have been higher. Linebacker, 5th. Defensive back, 23rd. Wide receiver, 24th. Receiver and DB. Corner's not, I guess, DB. You're looping in the safety part of it, which is going to impact this a lot. But Bean does not, in his history, draft receivers high, and he doesn't draft defensive backs high. That could change in one draft, obviously, but running back and tight end being top 10 is just, man, I hope that changes over time. Yep. I hope they're done with that.
He'll speak today at 11 o'clock this morning. We'll carry it live during the Extra Point show. You know, the pre-draft stuff, you got to be careful, right? It's smokescreen season. You don't want to say too much. Although, this is usually the press conference where he's asked about trading up, and he would say, like he did last year, Didn't last year he say, you should bet against me trading up?
Yeah.
And then he did.
Yep.
So I'm sure he'll have something prepared for that, like bet against it or who knows what I'm going to do. I never know what I'm going to do. It is interesting to figure how he will answer that, right? Because I don't think he's out here to be dishonest. You don't want to give away the state secrets. But if he's asked, would you guys give consideration to moving up, what should his answer be? Everything's on the table, right? That's just an easy answer. Sure, everything's on the table. I know I move up a lot, but sure, if we see that it's there and we think the value's right, we wouldn't hesitate to do something, anything to make this football team better. I do think it's different this year in the timeline of the age of their team and having 10 picks. Eight of them are 128 and later. I'm sure they would entertain trading down and trading up. So we'll see what he has to say about that. That's today, 11 o'clock from One Bills Drive. Sabres locker cleanout was yesterday as well. We'll talk with Paul Hamilton coming up next segment.
Did you see, would this qualify under a juicy rumor, perhaps, from Dave Pagnotta of the Fourth Period, one of the NHL insiders? He said that he's heard that the Sabres this offseason will be looking for, well, like the title was improve their roster, which like that's not saying much.
Breaking news.
The Sabres are believed to be interested in adding a top six scoring winger.
All right.
And a third line center this offseason, either via trade or free agency.
Casey Mittelstadt.
Yeah. I mean, he qualifies. Yeah. Winger and center. Forward. And I like that he mentioned trade and free agency and not, they're just going to plug in Yuri Kulik, and that's our plan.
Who is the wing?
Well, you want this year's version of Alex DeBrincat?
Sure.
Who was traded each of the last two off-seasons? Yeah, you want this year's version of Alex DeBrincat. 30-goal guy?
How much of wanting that is replacing Jeff Skinner? Because they have seen it start to come down, and you pretty much should know, with Skinner, the best days are gone by. You pulled another great year out of him last year. This year, that didn't happen. And you probably shouldn't count on that going forward.
Well, what are they going to do with him then?
I mean,
because that's a tough one.
I'm not talking about what they're going to do with him.
But
it's just a matter of, we need that production. Like, Paterka's going to go to that top line maybe. And I don't know if Skinner's going to go on like a Cousins line.
Well,
he's about to get very protected minutes and offensive zone stuff. And
well, he scored 24 goals on the year. He did not score in the final 12 games. What happened in the final 12 games? They moved him off the Tage line and put him on Krebs line, and he didn't score. Not one time. He scored 24 goals in 58 games, I believe, before that. So what do you want to do? Do you want to chalk up 24 goals? Which, by the way, it's still like a 30-goal pace. He was leading the team in goals until like a month left. I don't know. Like, he doesn't look the same, but can I salvage one more year out of him playing in the top six? Because if I don't play him in the top six, I think it's pretty clear you can't have him in the lineup. He doesn't do anything for you in the bottom six. So you either are putting him with one of the top two centers that are going to get him to score 20 to 25 to 30 goals, or you need to buy him out. I don't think there's another alternative.
This team would not buy out Vladimir Sobotka. I don't think they're going to buy out Jeff Skinner.
Well, the third year of it is like $6.5 million on your cap. Like 3 years from now. And then you have three more years after that. Like, they're doing that. So that's a tough one. I like the idea of moving him off the top six, but it's, what did we just see happen? You're going to put him on a third line? Don't you want that line to be a little more defensive in nature? I don't know. I don't know what to do with him.
Paul joins us next. We'll get his thoughts on locker cleanout and how things went. He talked to a number of the players, their message about needing to be more, well, pushed more by their head coach or by the organization. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us on WGR.
We need a better focus in practice. We need to push ourselves. We have to understand that the practice is as important as the game. I think that's our main focus moving forward.
That's Rasmus Dahlin. He also said he's ready to be the next captain. That was before the head coach got fired, right? That was last game of the season when asked about that. Paul Hamilton joining us on the Western Hotline. His appearance brought to you by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. Jeremy and Joe, and now Paul. Hey, Paul.
How are you? Yeah, we had discussed the captaincy. I got him on a pregame, I think, or day the second last game.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Or whatever. Yeah. I asked him if he was ready, and he said absolutely. If they want him, he wants the job.
Paul, on Dahlin and the players and the seemingly unified message they had yesterday about needing to be more accountable, be more committed, all that. Chicken or the egg kind of conversation. Were they just echoing the thoughts of the GM, or do you get the sense that is a real thing in the room that they felt, that everyone just kind of flipped the switch and identified, yeah, that's something we definitely need to get better at?
I had heard that during the year once or twice, but I didn't really believe it. I thought, really? You know, so I kind of left it alone. You know, I asked a few questions, but nobody really said much, and I thought, well, maybe that's not right or whatever, and turned out to be right. I mean, you know, I think Tage Thompson was very blunt about it. He, you know, talked about consistency. He talked about accountability. Accountability, the biggest part of it, and no consequences. And, Jeremy, how many times have we had this conversation where, you know, Don Granato didn't believe in that all that much until the very end, I noticed some players losing ice time, but you know, nobody wound up in the press box or anything like that. He felt that if you start doing stuff like that, then people will start playing nervous and make mistakes and that type of thing. So he didn't believe in that, but it seems like they just pretty much walked all over him. You know, even he's saying, you know, we'd get away from the game plan. And again, there were no repercussions. Nothing happened when they would do it. And, you know, how many times did I tell you? Well, they rarely play the system. When they do, they play it well. But they most times don't do it. And, you know, Thompson talks about we have to make sure everybody's committed to the structure of the system. And he said he didn't really think they had enough structure this year either. And, you know, they have to be committed to that also. So there were some obvious problems, you know, listening to what players were saying yesterday, you know, with them basically walking all over the head coach and him really not holding anybody accountable for it.
Yeah, Paul, I wonder if they were conflicted because a number of these players would have individually experienced, whether it's career surges, rebirths, whatever you want to say, like Thompson and Dahlin, they owe Granato a lot. And a hockey player can probably have both of it, right, where you like the guy and think he's done things well. And Kevin Adams even said this, like, Granato left the Sabres in a better spot than when he found them, but also recognize that it is time for some other voice.
He got them so far, and they acknowledge that. Tage Thompson acknowledged what he did for his career, what Don Granato did for his career, you know, giving him opportunity, you know, putting him in the middle. Dahlin saying, you know, the confidence he gave him, and, you know, Dahlin was nowhere for a while, and Don Granato showed confidence in him and helped him become the player he is. But it just seemed like they just got so far, and that was that. And it just seemed like as the season wore on this year, Don Granato was out of answers. He would just say the same things over and over again, and, you know, same players would be making the same mistakes over and over again, and they couldn't shake it. You know, he would tell them, but they weren't getting it, or maybe they weren't listening, or maybe they thought better, or whatever the case may be. So it wasn't like he was a horrible coach, but I think he had gotten them as far as he was going to be able to take them.
Did you get the sentiment, Paul, that it would work, bringing in a coach that we're talking about that would hold players accountable, the attitude that the Sabres players had yesterday? Do you think that would translate, though, to, like, they can talk like they want it, but I do still wonder how it would actually go if they were to bring in a coach that, like, there's talking about Gerard Gallant yesterday and what he did for him as a player. So I feel like I have proof that it works for Alex Tuch, but, like, what does a Gerard Gallant type do for the rest of the players? I still feel like we obviously wouldn't know.
Yeah, we don't know. And they're on record now as saying that's exactly what they want. So it's exactly what they're going to get, because it sounds like that's what Kevin Adams is looking for in a coach. That's what he talked about the other day. So buckle up, guys, because it's what you're going to get.
You said you're not a big fan of the Lindy Ruff idea. Do you think the likelihood of that is fading at all? Because some names are out there, whether that's Craig Berube or Gerard Gallant, who Tuch, of course, endorsed there. Mike Sullivan's name's come up a bit lately as well. I mean, there's Pittsburgh connections, Paul, and he might get fired. You know, would you say Ruff is the favorite, or just like an obvious connection that people are making and people should not look at it as the favorite?
I think it's too early to look into that. I mean, Adams just started getting – it seemed like Adams has somebody in mind, and it could be Lindy Ruff that he has in mind. We all remember he was an assistant coach on Lindy Ruff's staff. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's coached with him. He knows him very well. You know, Lindy Ruff has also changed the way he is. He's not the disciplinarian he was when he was ripping into Thomas Vanek all the time, you know, here and basically embarrassing him in the locker room. That he knew he had to change. He did that in Dallas, and he did. I think it's just way too early in this process to know who's the favorite, or, you know, how much, you know, Kevin Adams thinks of Lindy Ruff. And, you know, that was an idea that Alex Tuch liked because, you know, he grew up when Lindy Ruff was the coach here, and I think he thinks that would be pretty cool. But, I think it's too early to figure out who the front runner might be.
This question got asked a lot, Paul, yesterday about accountability, not just from the coach, but between players. Is that maybe being even underappreciated here or under talked about as a need for them? Like, they can have a coach come in and do all that we're talking about, but it does feel like, you know, at least on some level, whether it's Dahlin or Tuch or whoever this leadership group that's about to take over or already has is, like, that's going to have to start happening on the player level.
Yeah. And how Thompson put it is, we got to stop worrying about hurting each other's feelings. He said, we are very close. And he says, you don't get that a lot in the locker room. And we're great friends. We're very coach. But he said, we're very close. But he said, we got to stop worrying about hurting each other's feelings. And the way he put it, understand that it's coming from, you know, that we love each other in here. And we want each other to do better. And we know maybe this player that we're talking to has better in them. And he goes, that's the way we have to take it. And we can't be upset with each other if we hold each other accountable. And but that's how he felt. He just felt that there were too many people worried about hurting each other's feelings, and that has to stop.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. Anything else jump out at you, Paul? You had Skinner, Thompson, Dahlin, Tuck. More guys go today?
Yeah, the younger guys we'll see. We'll see Cousins, Paterka, Quinn, Lukanen, that group. I briefly had a chance to ask Lukanen about the World Championships. Unfortunately for him and Jouki Harju, I think they would love to go play for Finland, but they're restricted free agents, and players don't want to go play in a tournament like that with no contract. Yeah. So that's why they aren't going to play for Team Finland.
I liked hearing Dahlin on that, Paul. I know this is happening with Team Canada is going to have like Brady Tkachuk and a bunch of guys that are like high level players going. I think the U.S. maybe too. Olympics on the horizon and these other tournaments. Like Dahlin kind of gave voice to what, like system and like getting maybe used to Sweden because there's actual meaningful big games maybe in the next couple years.
He doesn't know the coach.
Oh, he doesn't know the coach. Okay, so that makes sense.
So he wants to get to know the coach and his system and that type of thing. So he wants to go with that. And I remember for Team USA, Pat Kane went for a couple of years, and it was actually the captain of Team USA. He felt it was important. And I remember him talking about that, you know, they need to get more people, you know, like that, be willing to play. Mm-hmm. And Tage Thompson is disappointed. He did want to play for Team USA during this tournament, but he said his injury is not going to allow him to do that. It's the type of thing he said it's not going to really interfere with his training, but he said it would be something that would have kept him out for a couple of weeks, and it's just not going to be – he's not going to be able to go and play for Team USA, something he was looking forward to.
We heard from Jeff Skinner yesterday, Paul. It feels like there's really maybe no great option here for Skinner. He did not score. Like, really, once they pumped him down with Peyton Krebs on that third line, if you want to call it that, it's what, 12, 13 games?
If I could just stop you there.
Sure.
He wasn't scoring before they pumped him down with Peyton Krebs. I mean, he had been in a slump before that.
Yeah, but zero, right? Like, even if he wasn't scoring a lot, it was zero after he got moved off that line. Like, just what do you think the options are with him? Like, it doesn't feel like in a bottom six role that makes any sense. Buyout's tough, but maybe that's where they end up. I don't know what a good option is with Skinner. Maybe they throw him back in the top six. What do you think the future is for him next year?
No, I don't think they'll do it, but for me, and I don't usually like buyouts, especially when it's going to be over 6 years. This buyout isn't awful when it comes to the 6 years. It is in the third year. It would be like on the salary cap, it would be a little over $6 million. But it's not overall awful, and he's 32 years old. I think he's declining. I think too much credit goes to the coach when things go wrong with him. It seems like he's never blamed for anything. It's never his fault. It's never the way he plays. It's always the coach's fault and where he's put. And I just think it's possible at 32 years old that he might be done. And you don't know. I don't know that as fact is for sure, but you can look at a lot of goal scorers throughout the years in the NHL, and that's, you know, kind of when it hits. So I really think they need the roster spot. I don't think the buyout is horribly bad, and he's got the no trade, so you really can't do that. So I think to me that's the only option, but I would be surprised if they did it.
If I could say this, Paul, about, you know, Terry Pegula and buyouts and all that, you know, sometimes you don't want to buy out as a team because you're worried about the cap space. Well, the Sabres don't have to worry about the cap space. I don't think they're going to be near the cap with whatever. I just don't think it's going to be that big a deal. The cost on the cap is, like you said, 6.4 at its highest. The savings, you end up saving $7 million. What I'm thinking about immediately is they paid Stefan Diggs to not play here, right? Took a $31 million cap hit to move in the direction that the team wanted to move. And Skinner could very much be the same kind of thing, where it's just like, hey, thanks for everything. We had a great time. We're going to save a little bit here and take a little bit of short-term pain on the cap because it's the right thing. So I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility at all.
You could be absolutely right. It's just something they don't do a lot. And I don't really suggest they do it all that much.
Yeah.
Because it can be a real drag on your cap and everything else. But I just think it's time. I think it's time to open up that roster spot and move on. He's blocking some players in Rochester from playing. And, you know, Adams has said many, many times he doesn't want to block his young players. Well, him being on the roster blocks one of his young players. So, to me, it just makes sense that that's the way to go.
All right, Paul. Very interested to hear what Dylan Cousins has to say today. I feel like he's the star of the show today, so we'll see.
Yeah, I think he's already said a lot of it, especially later here in the year where, you know, he basically has been extremely upset with himself. And he feels he's let the fans of Buffalo down.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
Take care.
Pick of the week coming up on the other side. I'm going to tell you about my current little hobby I found. I found a new little hobby this last week.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
These are fun. It's not golf related.
No, and it's going to probably end today. It's been a week tracking something.
Oh, sure. A tracking hobby.
Yeah, tracking. It's great. Anyway, pick of the week and blues. We'll talk with a blues guest at 9 o'clock about Craig Berube, where he won the Stanley Cup. If he is a idea for the Sabres, we'll get the lowdown on Craig Berube coming up at 9 o'clock on WGR. Be caller 5 and 6 to win a pair of tickets to see Jamie Johnson at Art Park's Main Stage Theater July 16th, courtesy of Live Nation. You call 2214-WGR. Callers 5 and 6 win a pair of tickets to see Jamie Johnson at Art Park's Main Stage July 16th. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at Ticketmaster.com.
Saturday, I am doing something for the first time ever. I am going...
Having a good sports opinion?
I'm going to
close in your mouth. Sorry, go ahead.
Is that the Weinerline voice?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm just making sure. Are we bringing that back? We discussed that yesterday. Saturday, I'm going to my first ever stadium concert show. I've never been to a concert at the stadium. I'm going on Saturday.
At this stadium. Not
this
like
stadium.
A stadium show.
Actually, any stadium. No, that's not true. That's not true.
Yeah, Taylor Swift.
No, at this stadium. I've never been to a concert at Highmark Stadium.
Speaking of which, T Swift, new album's out tomorrow.
Yeah, midnight, huh? Stay not.
So you're going to the stadium for a concert for the first time. I've been to see only the Rolling Stones at the stadium. You're going to Luke Combs?
Luke Combs.
My wife is going to that. She's going for the opener and leaving.
Why?
Because she likes the opener.
Mitchell Tenpenny and
Avett Brothers. She likes the Avett Brothers.
So she's going to that.
Yep.
And then let me duck out of here.
Yup.
Huh. Respect. Right. Avoid traffic. Yeah, just see the group you want. Okay.
Yeah. There you go. There's my pick of the
Pretend
week.
Pretend there isn't even a feature after that.
My pick of the week is that concert. Aren't there two shows in a row?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tomorrow and Saturday. Different openers for both. I think there's three openers for each show, so there's six openers total split out between the 2 days. Yeah. Saturday. Right. So Saturday's the one she's going to?
No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow. She's going tomorrow. Okay.
Going tomorrow. Yeah.
Gotcha. Tomorrow's supposed to be rainy.
That's disappointing.
Saturday, a little bit colder, but 36 and clear.
Pick of the week from Riverfront Auto Sales is a 2013 Nissan Altima. College graduation right around the corner. Perfect car for a grad or first-time driver. 2013 Nissan Altima, fresh from Florida. Only one owner and only 33,000 miles. Buy it now. RiverfrontAutoSales.com or call Marty Sr. Marty Jr. 886-1626. I haven't told you about my new hobby.
What's your new hobby?
So, long story short, do you like to track packages when they're coming to your house?
I mean, like to? I mean, you have.
You're expecting a package. You check in on it. Where is it? How close is it? When's it going to get here, right?
I don't usually track it until it gets weird that it's not there yet.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, if it's the day of arrival or maybe the day after it was supposed to arrive, I'll then go in and be like, okay, where's this thing at?
Well, let me tell you, I have ascended to another plane of existence when it comes to tracking a package. If you like to track a package, when we went to Disney last month, beginning of this month, we have AirTags, right? You know what an AirTag is?
Yeah.
You put it in something you don't want to lose.
Yep.
We had AirTags. You know, the kids can wear bracelets in case they get lost at a theme park like that. You can find them. Anyway, one of the AirTags was left at Disney. Sure enough, like, we got home. I'm looking for it. I checked the thing. Like, there it is. It's sitting at Disney. Crap, we lost the AirTag.
Mm-hmm.
So I put it into lost mode, and if it does that, apparently it will alert someone nearby. Here's the email address. Disney reached out and said, we have your AirTag. And then they're shipping it to me to return it for free.
Oh, cool.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Do you know what is really effective to track a package is an actual tracking beacon.
Oh, right. The AirTag itself?
I open up my phone, like, it's right there. It is.
Right. You're not.
It's on the tarmac in California getting ready to go.
Right. You're not opening the post office link with the, like, in transit, and it doesn't really show you exactly where it is.
It is just an actual where it is.
That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do they record the speeds of it?
No.
Like, can you see how fast it's going on the plane?
400 miles per hour currently.
That's the next step. We got to do that.
Well, is it, like, live? Like, would you see it moving? Like, if it was in the air? That quickly? Or
I don't know if it's that quickly, but I'll tell you right now, as I check on it right now, it's no longer at the shipping facility in Buffalo. It's like two blocks from my house right now.
All right. This is cool.
It's a lot more. Very cool. It's way more rewarding than log in with your tracking number. And then when it was scanned into a facility, this is the next level.
Yeah.
I would do this as a hobby. Just see where it goes.
Would you pay extra if companies offered, like, okay, you're ordering, I got a new golf head cover coming, and you can pay an extra $5, you can get the AirTag tracking quality.
Sold. I might just mail this AirTag to my cousin in Australia just to watch it fly. Let's see it go somewhere. It's way more fun.
Uh-huh. Drop it in the ocean.
Sure. I mean, it would probably stay still for a while. Wait a minute. Put it in a message in a bottle.
Oh, there you go.
An AirTag in a bottle. Throw it in the ocean.
I kind of like this.
I've been following a series like that on TikTok. This guy did that. He put it into a bottle, sealed the bottle shut with
a message?
A super good glue that, like, is waterproof and everything, and he had a message in it, and he's been watching it, and it's moved around like the Atlantic Ocean.
I'm telling you.
Nobody's found it yet, though.
Very cool. This is the future. He can see it on his track. Oh, it's perfect. This is a new professional sport. We're franchising. I'm into it.
You should get into, like, the shark tracking stuff or plane tracking.
I do.
There's a lot of that stuff.
I love to track stuff. 803-0550, a little bit late for the break. Thanks for joining us, Jeremy and Joe. Coming up on Craig Berube, talking with a Blues reporter on Craig Berube and what the Sabres might be getting if they're looking into him as their next head coach. Stay tuned. It's coming up here on WGR.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.